transfigured on the mount, O Christ our God.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Be Transfigured, where we invite you to live a new life in Christ. We pray that this episode is a blessing to you and will inspire you to rededicate your life to Jesus Christ. We invite you to join us for worship or study at the St. Nicholas Greek Orthodox Cathedral in Tarpon Springs, Florida, where visitors are always welcome. We'll be back in a few moments to share some more information about our ministry.
These three things the Lord says today. He talks about forgiveness. He talks about fasting. And he talks about our money. This day that we call the Sunday of Forgiveness, the day before we begin the great Lenten journey called the Great Fast. Sarakosti, the 40 days, but it's actually more than 40 days, but that's for a different conversation. The first thing Christ tells us is if we forgive others, then God is going to forgive us. If we do not forgive the sins of other people, then God is not going to forgive our sins. And this is where he begins this morning's gospel. If we are unable to place ourselves, as the Greek word for forgiveness implies, in the same place, in the same position, in the same literal location as our brothers and sisters, if we cannot place ourselves with them and forgive the sins that they have committed, then God is going to leave us out of the kingdom. Not because he doesn't want us in the kingdom, but because our hearts will not be able to accept his love and forgiveness. And the church has been reminding us of this now for several weeks. Go back to the Sunday of the publican and the Pharisee. Go back to the Sunday of the prodigal son. Go back last week to the Sunday of judgment. All of these Sundays, my brothers and sisters, have been preparing us for tomorrow, have been preparing us for the first day of the fast. But we have to learn, as we learned in the first week, to get over ourselves, to realize that we have something to fix in our life. As the prodigal son taught us, we have to learn to love and to forgive others as God forgives them. Remember, it was the older brother who wouldn't go into the banquet because he couldn't forgive his little brother for the sins that he had done. And last week we remember that Christ says he's going to judge us based on how we see and treat other people. And so this morning, forgiveness and fasting and our wealth. After Christ challenges us to forgive, he brings up fasting. He says, when you fast. Christ did not say, if you fast. The Facebook, social media has been filled with all sorts of pages lately that says, it's more important what goes out of your mouth than what goes in your mouth. And all of these excuses to not fast. Instead of worrying about meat, treat other people nicely. My brothers and sisters, these are all true, but we still must fast. Because fasting is the one way we learn to control ourselves. Eating is the most basic thing that we do as human beings. And when we fast, we learn self-control. And when we can learn self-control, then we can live the life that God wants us to live. So I encourage you, don't fall into the trap that says it's okay to eat steak just so long as I'm not being mean to other people. We can and should do both. We should fast and we should be nice. And Christ tells us, don't do that in front of other people. Don't make a show out of your fasting. Fast in secret. He says, wash your face. Anoint your forehead. Go out into the world filled with joy. Trust me, the waiter doesn't care that you're fasting. He just wants to know what you want to eat and how you want it made. He doesn't care. So why do we advertise? Let's keep it to ourselves. And then as a church, we can help each other. We can assist each other in the fast. We can share recipes. Or we can invite someone over who's learning how to cook various Lenten recipes and help each other out a little bit. And then the third one that Christ brings up in this morning's gospel, the one that we here in America probably don't like. Do not store up treasures in heaven, on earth, where moth and rust consume and people can steal it away. But store up your treasures in heaven. And then he says, where your treasure is, there your heart is also. We know this to be true. We even say in English, put your money where your mouth is. We even encourage people to invest in what they believe in. These are ancient truths. And St. John Chrysostom says during Lent, the money that we save in our fasting, instead of just putting it in our bank account, we should give it to the poor. Now, I have to admit that in today's world, it might even be a little bit more expensive to fast because meat has become so inexpensive compared to fresh vegetables and what have you. But the truth still lies, where our treasure is, there will be our heart. And so I ask you, as part of your Lenten journey, where do you want your heart to be? Do you want your heart to be with the bank? Or do you want your heart to be with the work of Christ? Take part of your income this Lent and do something holy with it. You can bring it to the church as extra gifts, and the church will take care of it, whether it's the Philoptikos or something. We reach out to the poor. You can support the Monday soup kitchen where we feed so many homeless and poor people here in Tarpon Springs. I know Mr. Palaidis is always looking for extra support for the soup kitchen ministry. But we have to do something holy with the resources that God has given us. And our heart will be with that work. This is the great Lenten journey, my brothers and sisters. To do the holy work of God, to cleanse ourselves, to learn self-control, to learn forgiveness. And most importantly, to love God more than anything else. And so I invite you this evening, 6 p.m., the Vespers of Forgiveness. Εσπερινό της χωρίσιος απόψε της 6 ώρα. I invite you to come, and it is the opportunity for us to give forgiveness and to be forgiven by each in every individual person in the church. It is an opportunity for us to lay aside all of the baggage that we carry with us. The resentment, the plans on how to get back at people. These things eat us up inside. And so as we enter into Great Lent tonight and tomorrow morning, as we begin our fast, we begin it with forgiveness. Because if we are unable to forgive, God will not forgive us. And I can't take that risk. I'm not willing to go to God and say, "Don't forgive me." And so I ask each and every one of you to forgive me now for my shortcomings, for my failings, for my short temper at times, my stubbornness. I know that's a surprise one. My stubbornness is a surprise. I ask you to forgive me so that we can enter Lent together as a family, and that we can grow day by day, as St. Paul tells us, being renewed by the Holy Spirit, and that we can join together at Pascha in that joyous celebration, having grown closer to each other and to God. Kali Sarakosti, have a blessed Lent. Kali Dinami, good strength. And Kali Sihia, glory to God for all things.
Be Transfigured is a production of Be Transfigured Ministries in cooperation with the St. Nicholas Greek Orthodox Cathedral in Tarpon Springs, Florida. We depend upon your generosity to maintain our ministry. You can make a safe online donation when you visit our website, liveanewlifeinchrist.org.